I'm speaking to Dr. Gina Wright. She's a veterinarian at the Western Cape Department of Agriculture. Dr. Gina, a warm welcome to you on our program.
Good day, Hardik, and good day, listeners.
Dr. Gina, what do I need in order to export my pet to the European Union and the United Kingdom?
As a client, it's always your responsibility to get the official requirements and provide them to the vet early enough to ensure compliance with the importing country. But in the cases of the UK and the EU, you'll need to make sure that you have a few things. So the first thing you'll need is a rabies titer test that's done by an accredited lab that is recognized by our government. These are mainly the ARC at Onnesterport and the IDEX lab in Germany. You need to make sure, though, that the bloods are drawn 30 days after your rabies vaccination has been done. This is very important. If it is not done, then you won't be able to export your pet to the UK or the EU. You also need to make sure that you bring a microchip certificate with to prove that the microchip was implanted before the rabies vaccination was used for the titers. You also need to bring an updated vaccination card where each of the rabies vaccinations need to be signed by a registered veterinarian. It can't be signed by a nurse or an animal welfare assistant. You also need to make sure that you have your health check form filled in and signed by a private veterinarian before you come to our office. This form can be downloaded from our website. And some countries, such as the UK, require your pet to be dewormed within a certain number of days before you are traveling. So you need to make sure that if the country you're going to requires your animal to be dewormed, you need to get it done by your private veterinarian in the correct time frame. Also ensure that you bring everything with you and make sure that it's all in order before you come to our office. And hopefully then you'll be able to export your pet to the EU and the UK.
Dr. Gina, and then how does exporting my pet to the SADC region work?
You'll need to make sure that you bring your pet's updated rabies vaccination card to our offices. It must be done according to the prescribed guidelines set out that is stated in the permit. You also need to make sure that you bring the official interterritorial movement permit with you. This needs to be signed by the private veterinarian before coming to our office. They'll need to do a general health check on your dog and sign off before you bring it into our office. The most important thing for the SADC region is just to have an updated rabies vaccination and make sure that your card is correctly signed by your vet and also bring in your microchip certificate. With this, you should be able to then take your dogs and cats freely between any of the countries in the SADC region.
Where can I get extra information on exporting my pet?
You can visit our website at www.elfenberg.com. There are different sections on this website, but if you want to specifically go to the exporting pet section, you'll need to then fill in www.elfenberg.com/exporting-pets-and-products/. This is where you can locate all the information sheets that set out the procedures and requirements for various different countries, as well as the relevant health certificates that you'll need. Should you have any further queries that are not answered on these info sheets, you can always send us an email at vetexport@westerncape.gov.za. You'll then send any requests to us and then one of our vets can send you any information back that you need.
Dr. Gina, and then a last question here. How do I go about making an appointment when I want to export my pets?
So our pet exporting works on an appointment basis. They operate between 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. every weekday, excluding public holidays. All you need to do is email us on vetexport@westerncape.gov.za and request a date and time for your appointment. We advise that you make an appointment 2 days before you're planning to fly out with your pet. If there are any issues with your application, you have time to sort it out and you don't end up in a frantic panic before you have to fly.
Are there any costs involved in this?
Oh, yes, there are some costs involved. So if you want to go to the SADC region, it's free. There's no charges at all. You can move freely between all the countries neighboring South Africa. This is the agreement that we have between all the countries. However, if you are going to another country like the EU or the UK, or the USA, there will be costs involved. It costs 200 Rand to get a health certificate from us. And then, of course, any private veterinarian visits or blood draws, your private veterinarian will then charge you for those according to what their costs are. But for us, it's only 200 Rand to get your health certificate.
Dr. Gina, thank you very much for sharing this information today.
It is a pleasure. I hope it's been helpful.